Let's begin where the geopolitical tension is densest right now, and that is Iran. Because within the last 24 hours, you have at least four distinct storylines converging around Tehran, and they point in almost contradictory directions simultaneously. Netanyahu is warning Israel could strike Iran a third time. The CIA director is privately communicating with Congress about Iran's enrichment capacity. Vice President Vance is dismissing Iran's denial of ongoing talks in Doha as, and I'm quoting directly here, a Persian negotiating tactic. And a ship has run aground in the Strait of Hormuz at precisely the moment U.S.-Iran talks are stalling over Iran's demand for a memorandum of understanding before any formal agreement.
The Hormuz incident alone is worth pausing on, Sarah, because that strait handles roughly 20% of global oil trade. A grounding there, even if it's navigational rather than deliberate, sends a signal to commodity markets. Oil traders don't distinguish easily between accident and intention when the diplomatic context is this volatile, and the stalling of talks is material. Iran is reportedly insisting on a written MOU as a precondition, which the U.S. is treating as a bad faith delay tactic. Vance's characterization of it as a negotiating tactic is actually revealing. It suggests the administration believes the talks are real, even if Iran publicly denies them.
Which brings us to the internal Iranian dynamics, because they're as important as the external pressure. Supreme Leader Khamenei is reportedly planning to remove Gholam Hossein Mohseni Ejei as judiciary chief, which would end a nearly 40-year convention of renewing those appointments. That kind of institutional disruption at the top of the regime right now tells you something about how Khamenei is repositioning his inner circle, possibly consolidating control ahead of what he expects to be a period of significant external pressure.
And then there's the Assembly of Experts, issuing a formal rebuke of more than 60 of its own members who signed a statement calling for the killing of Trump and Netanyahu. The Assembly's leadership described it as issued outside proper procedures, which is a remarkable phrase to use about an assassination call. But what it actually reveals is a genuine public rift within the Iranian clerical establishment. Hardliners who feel the regime is being too accommodating with the nuclear talks are making noise through extreme channels, and the leadership is embarrassed enough by it to say so publicly.
Netanyahu's threat to strike Iran a third time is calibrated for that context. He's not just speaking to Tehran, he's speaking to Washington. The message is, whatever framework you negotiate, Israel retains the right to act unilaterally if it believes Iran is approaching nuclear weapons capability. The Israeli PM said explicitly he would not allow Tehran to acquire nuclear weapons. That's a constraint on American diplomatic flexibility, because any deal the U.S. reaches has to be durable enough that Israel doesn't blow it up, literally, within weeks of signing.
The market reaction to all of this is visible in the futures data this morning. U.S. futures have slipped with Iran explicitly ruling out direct talks with American envoys. The S&P is down about 0.18%, which sounds modest, but the directionality matters. This is a geopolitical risk premium being priced in on the first trading day of the second half of 2026. If the Hormuz situation deteriorates, or if there's any indication Israel is moving toward a third strike, you'd see that number move much more sharply.
One more thread here. The Pentagon's preparation to deploy troops to Lebanon to monitor Hezbollah disarmament under the framework deal signed last week. That's an extraordinarily delicate mission. U.S. forces on the ground in southern Lebanon, monitoring an Iran-backed militia's weapons at a moment when Israel is threatening to strike Iran's nuclear facilities. The operational risk of those things colliding, some incident that draws in multiple actors, is not trivial.
And it underscores why the Vance framing of Iranian denials as negotiating tactics actually matters strategically. If the administration genuinely believes talks are proceeding beneath the surface noise, they have reason not to authorize or encourage an Israeli strike right now. But Netanyahu's public statements create pressure on them to do something, or at least to not actively restrain Israel. It's a three-dimensional pressure campaign happening in real time.